Mr. Burns, reel 3. You were just telling me where the convoys were operating.
Yes, on the Edison, with the rescue ship Edison. It was mostly on the Atlantic, but I think we did one trip to Gibraltar.
How did the Atlantic convoys compare with the Arctic?
Oh, very much quieter. Well, the ones that we were fortunate enough to be in, it was very quiet.
So you were not attacked very much?
No, we're very fortunate. We got all our attacks over in the PQ-17.
But did you have any U-boat attacks at all?
I believe there were one or two, right enough, but the escorts dealt with them, kept them away. No, did very well.
Was there much difference between these Atlantic convoys in 43 and the early ones that you've been doing in 1940?
1940 convoys were very quiet. And the ones in 43 were very similar, although I must say there were other convoys who did have really bad attacks and lost quite a number of ships, quite a number of U-boat battles with the escorts. But I myself, I must say, was very fortunate we didn't have much trouble at all.
So it was just the luck of the draw?
I'm afraid it was, yes, aye.
Were you aware, whilst you were doing the Atlantic convoy work, that the country was in a rather perilous position with regard to food supplies and getting the convoys through?
Oh yes, we knew all right, because we knew some of the cargoes they were carrying from when we went over to Canada to bring the convoys back. We knew quite a few of the cargoes they were carrying, foodstuffs, etc. And we knew they must get through, of course, when they were struggling.
And well, how long were you on the Eddystone, from 43 to 45?
End of 44, I think I finished up. February 45, that's right, February 45. I was sent down to Liverpool again.
What about the weather in the Atlantic? How did that compare with the Arctic?
You got your occasional storm, and I remember one particular convoy coming back, and I had a suit in the wardrobe in my cabin, and it took us nearly 3 weeks to get from Halifax to Gourock. And with the movement of the ship, I had two little holes in the back of my shoulder of the suit. With the movement rubbing up against the wardrobe, and it spoiled a nice suit. We always had to carry a civilian suit in case we landed in a neutral port.
It's because you weren't allowed to wear
a uniform, that's right.
When the war finished, did you find it difficult to readjust to civilian life in any way?
Not really, no. When I was demobbed, I went back to the firm that I was employed with before I joined up, and I was offered terms for continued employment, but they weren't suitable, so I said no thanks. I didn't go back to my job there.
Were you a married man when you went back to civilian life?
Yes, I was. I got married in 1942, just after I came back from Russia.
So you didn't have any problems relating to civilians, like your wife and your mother and father?
No, no problems that way.